It is Lorain Public Library Day here at WEOL, and we've got with us the manager of the Columbia branch of the library. Good morning. It's Susan Spivey. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you have coming up. I know next week, throughout the entire world, Craig, it is National Library Week, or at least the United States.
Yes.
April 13th through the 18th, so that's where libraries around the country kind of put on special things, do different things. What things will be happening?
Well, there's a lot of exciting things going on throughout the system. At the Columbia branch, we're having a huge carnival night on Monday night. It's going to be going on from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. You can show up anytime during that period and kind of take advantage of the things we have going on, which will include games and prizes for the kids. And we have a balloon animal artist, which I'm excited about, face painting. And for the adults, if you'd like to enter our pie baking contest, just bring in any sort of pie. And I'm also hoping that there will be some pie eating as well afterwards.
Well, what good is pie baking if there's no pie
right.
eating?
What happens to the pies? Do people get a chance to sample them? Are they auctioned off? How does that work?
I think we're going to eat them.
Okay. Not a bad idea.
Somebody probably will be congratulated for having the best tasting pie.
Yes, there will be a prize.
Okay. And, of course, that's interesting. Bringing food into a library. Not always something that I think about, but that's the thing about libraries. You never know what's going on in a library until you go inside.
That's true.
And see what's there. They've done the fine forgiveness. Is that a whole month?
That's long? The entire month of April. Half of your fines and fees will be forgiven at any Lorain Public Library branch.
Okay.
That's so it's a good time to come, especially if you haven't been here for a while.
Right. Getting people to come back, bring back the things that they, you know, were ashamed that they've not returned them and bring them back as well.
We welcome back with open arms.
Let's talk a little bit about your history.
Yes.
How did you decide, I want to do this? I want to get into library science.
Well, I've always been a reader. I actually grew up using the main branch of the Lorain Public Library System. I grew up in Lorain, and I've always loved books. And to be honest, being a librarian didn't really occur to me until my college years. I was kind of planning on going on with English and maybe becoming a professor or something of that variety. And I stumbled across a library science program at one of the universities I was looking at, and it just kind of clicked. But I've always loved books. I love reading. I love everything about it.
And before Columbia, you were in North Ridgeville, the North Ridgeville branch for how long, and what did you do there?
7 years, and I was an adult services librarian. I taught computer classes, helped with reference questions, ran book discussion groups, the writers group there, things like that.
The Columbia branch might be the only one of the Lorain Public Library System branches I have not been in. So you worked in North Ridgeville, a rather large library, a beautiful place to be. Tell us a little bit more about the Columbia branch and what you have to offer there.
Well, the Columbia branch is smaller. It's a smaller community. If you entered it, you would be reminded of North Ridgeville. It's the same architect, so it has kind of the same look and feel, a smaller building. It is a smaller community, and the people are very friendly. A little bit of a slower pace, friendlier chatting, but we do try and offer a variety of programming for everybody, adding a few more of the computer classes, and we're adding story times and more things to meet people's busy schedules. We like to keep it exciting no matter what the community.
Well, in one sense, you try to respond to the community, what it is they want with their library.
Correct.
You kind of do that. And there's a survey or a strategic planning survey that you're conducting in the library system. Tell us about that.
That is available in any of our branches or online at our website, www.lorainpubliclibrary.org. This is to help with our strategic planning, and it's available through the last Friday in April. And if you fill it out in the branches, you also get a free pen. So there's another.
Part of planning involves money.
Yes.
You have to have money to operate.
Correct.
And in the Columbia system, voters will see a levy on the primary ballot. Tell us about that.
That will be on the ballot on May 5th. It is to cover 88% of our operating costs, and it is a renewal, so no raise in the taxes.
We're talking today with Susan Spivey, who is the Columbia Branch Librarian Supervisor, as this is Lorain Public Library System Day on WEOL. A lot of fun things always going on at the library. As the supervisor, are you the one that gets to plan a lot of those
things? I do.
And what things do you have for the spring? And I know the summer reading program is probably already in the works.
Oh, yes, yes. We've had that on the calendar for a few weeks now. In fact, if you go to the website, you can already see everything that's coming up through August at all of the branches.
What kind of a theme are you working on?
It is superheroes this year, so it should be a fun summer. Everything relating to both the superheroes and the comic books and also community heroes like firefighters, police, any sort of hero you can imagine.
What's the display that you have? I know that people come in right now, maybe for the next couple of days with the tax forms. You still have money those things out there,
yes,
too. But you probably also have maybe displays out for gardening or things like that, or what kind of a book?
We are starting to pull out the gardening books, and also Earth Day is coming up. We have a special program for children on Earth Day, and we have those books out. Spring-related, a lot of color after this winter. We've been splashing the color all over the place just to kind of brighten everybody's moods.
You've been given the edict of make it colorful.
Yes.
If it's not going to come out of the ground, at least it'll come out of the library.
Take all the snowflakes off the wall.
Look for the most colorful books.
Yes.
That's interesting, too. I sometimes look at bookshelves, and you'll see ones where you, because it's all about getting pick me
yes,
a lot of times.
Yes.
See what the publishers have come up with to try to attract people to at least just pick up that book.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
And it works. I judge books by their covers also.
Ah. Well, did you hear that? A librarian judging the book by its
sure.
cover.
Now, is there a hot book out there, let's say, that a lot of people are asking for now?
There are quite a few. I'm reading Harlan Coben's latest, Stranger, that just came out this week. The Eric Larson book came out last week. He wrote Devil in the White City. This is a nonfiction book about the Lusitania crossing. All the bestsellers on the Times list.
Now, do you still have a time to do enough reading now that you're the librarian supervisor?
I do. I actually also have three children, five and under, so it's a challenge, but I make time. Reading is like breathing to me, so If I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I can either sleep or read, I read.
Some of the best books are written for kids five and under.
Yeah,
that's
true. That's very true.
Doesn't take too long to get through them, and the characters are fun and a lot of great drawings.
Yes. And as a parent, you can read them over and over and over again.
All right. to an extent until you suddenly lose it or you can't find it. Let's try another book, Brad.
And they cherish those years because they will soon be.
Of course. Over. Yeah. And they notice when you remove some of the words too or skip a page.
Yeah.
Well,
you learn that from story time
yes.
at the libraries, right? A lot of things going on. Susan Spivey, our guest, Columbia Branch librarian. Again, it's National Library Week, the 13th through the 18th. Lots of things going on with the libraries around the area as well. The Fine Forgiveness is taking place. You also have on Ohio Library Day, I guess there's a Kindle giveaway?
Yes, Ohio Library Day is Tuesday of National Library Week. It's just a single day where we're focusing on the libraries in Ohio. And what we're doing at all of our branches, you just have to come in the library and there will be slips available to fill out. And at the end of the day, somebody in the system will win a Kindle.
Another way for them to read a book.
Exactly.
Exactly. Susan, thanks for your time this morning. Susan Spivey, Columbia Branch Librarian here on WEOL.